Victims of sexual assault here in D.C. are not getting the response they deserve or should expect from D.C. police. That in a new report from Human Rights Watch. The group says sexual assault cases are too often not properly documented or investigated, and victims may face insensitive, traumatizing treatment like this woman.
When the detective was asking me questions, I felt like it wasn't to elicit information that she could use, but it was also to find out how I was at fault. And I just walked away from that thinking, she doesn't see me as a real victim. She sees me as a whiner, as somebody who's just complaining, not as somebody who has rights that need to be protected.
And joining us now, WTOP reporter Alicia Lozano, who's been working the story for us. And Alicia, tell us more about this report. And what started this investigation into the police department?
Well, it was almost a case of too good to be true. About 2 years ago, researchers at Human Rights Watch noticed that D.C. had an unusually low number of recorded sexual assaults and a very high rate of closing those cases. When they started talking to community members who work with victims, they found that they were very unsatisfied with the police response. Some had even witnessed inappropriate behavior from law enforcement officials.
Can you give us some examples?
Well, there were some instances of bullying, victim blaming. There were instances where police threatened prosecution for filing a false report, deportation among them.
What has been the police response to all this?
Chief Lanier's office has been in contact with Human Rights Watch. They have said that they feel there was a flawed methodology in this report, that it lacks credibility, and that the police department has very specific policies in place to deal with these types of cases. Researchers say that policies aren't so much the issue, but a culture of victim blaming is the bigger problem.
And in fact, there have been a number of people, Alicia, that have come forward to talk about their experiences, right?
That is true. I spoke with one woman today who about 2 years ago had a very negative experience with the police department. She has been in talks with them and with Human Rights Watch trying to get this case sorted out.
What's next in this story?
Well, researchers have met with the Department of Justice and D.C. Council to discuss their recommendations. They would like to see an oversight committee or panel that will include legal experts, advocates, people who are trained in dealing with victims of sexual assault. They want to see better training within MPD as well.
All right. WTOP reporter Alicia Lozano. Thanks so much, Alicia.